Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Hi, welcome to this brief demonstration of the Kindle Free 3GS / Wi-Fi ebook reader from Amazon, which now has talking menus plus the text-to-speech option for reading out Kindle ebooks. I've currently got the Kindle in my hand. What I'd first like to do is to explain the Kindle physical layout to you, and then we'll move on to some other explanation of features and voice control. So the top face of the Kindle is taken up by the 6-inch diagonal screen. Halfway down the screen on the left and right hand side, there are two buttons above each other on each edge. The top pair of those buttons is the previous button on each left and right hand edge. The buttons below that are the next buttons, and they're there for convenience on the left and right hand sides. So the left hand side, you've got top button, previous, below that, next button. On the right hand side of the screen, you've got previous button on the top, and underneath that you've got the next button. Coming down underneath the Kindle screen, we've got a QWERTY keyboard, and the QWERTY keys themselves are round raised buttons, quite well spaced apart, and the lines or the rows of the buttons are also quite well spaced apart. And we've got some other control buttons as well that are also rounded, plus some horizontal long buttons or keys, and we've also got a 5-way cursor cross. But I'll just go through the rows and explain what the keys are. So starting from the top row, it's starting at Q and going all the way over to the letter P. And then next to that letter P, we've got a horizontal button, which is the menu button. Coming down to the second row, we've got the row starting with A, going right over to the letter L. We've got the delete button, and then we've got a 5-way controller, which spans the second and third rows. And the reason why it's called a 5-way controller is because the top is up arrow, the bottom of it is down arrow, the left of it is left arrow, the right of it's right arrow, and the middle is select. So if we go back across to the left, get into the third row, that starts with Z, goes all the way over to M, then we've got a full stop or a period, then the SIM button, the enter button, and then we encounter the bottom edge of that 5-way controller. Go back to the left hand edge of the keyboard again and come down. We've got shift, alt, a long horizontal spacebar, then the text button, home button, which is horizontal, and the back button, which is also horizontal. If we come down to the bottom edge of the Kindle, left-hand side and come in a bit, we've got a rocker switch, which have got tactile dots on either edge, and that's the volume up and volume down buttons. Going across to the right, we've got the 3.5mm headphone jack, mini USB port for charging and transferring files from the PC or Mac, a push switch, which you push to the right and release to turn the Kindle on and off. And if we turn the Kindle over and look at the top of the Kindle on the left-hand side back edge, we've got speakers for the stereo inbuilt speakers. So let's turn the Kindle back over again. And now what I'm going to do is actually turn the Kindle on by pushing that push button to the right and releasing it.
Page 1 of 2. Reference collection, 3 items, item 1 of 10.
Now you heard say reference collection, that's because I've actually got my, or at least some of my books, in folders, or as the Kindle likes to call it, collections. Now the first thing I want to show you is where you would tell somebody to go initially to turn on voice guidance, so you do get the talking menus for the menus and the home screen and other functions in the Kindle, because by default it's not on automatically. So this current recording you will have to get someone to assist you to do that. So I'm going to press the menu key to bring up the menu. Remember, that's the top right hand key on the top row of the QWERTY keyboard, right above that five-way controller. So I'm pressing that now.
Shop in Kindle Store.
And what I want to do is come down to settings. And by the way, at the moment of recording, the Shop in Kindle Store for buying Kindle books and other content is currently not accessible via the talking menus, but you can do everything from www.amazon.com. So I'm pressing the down arrow part of the controller to get to settings.
View archived items. Search. Create new collection. Sync and check for items. Settings.
Yeah, now I'm settings. And that was probably me pressing the down arrow about four times. I'm pressing select in the middle of the five-way controller.
Settings. Page 1 of 3. Registration. Deregister.
Yeah, now it's already registered, so that's why it's saying deregistered. So I'm actually now going to press the next button. And you remember they were the two buttons at the bottom of those buttons on either side of the screen of the Kindle. So I'm pressing the next button now to go to page 2 of settings.
Page 2 of 3. Voice guide, turn off.
Okay, and that's the voice guide. And it currently says turn off because it's like a toggle. So if I select that now, I would turn my voice guidance off. But that's where you would go to tell someone to turn it on for you. So you basically press the menu, go to settings, go to the second screen of settings, and turn on voice guidance. So let me press the home button to go back to the main home screen. And remember that the home button is the bottom row of the QWERTY keyboard. And going in from the right, remember you've got back, and then you've got right next to it another horizontal button, which is the home button. So I'm pressing the home button now.
Page 1 of 2. Reference collection, 3 items, item 1 of 10.
Now, if you want to hear what's in my home screen on my Kindle, that's my reference collection, which contains the Kindle user manual and some other reference material. I'm pressing the down arrow for the next selection.
CP collection, 4 items, item 2 of 10.
Okay, that's my sci-fi collection, science fiction, down again.
Fantasy collection, 5 items, fantasy collection, item 3 of 10.
Things like The Hobbit and so on. Okay, down arrow again.
World of Xaelin at number 35, 1 and number 58, Quest for the Sword of Antroust, Katrina Mandrick and number 45 and Johnston, item 4 of 10.
Okay, down again.
Sample, The Younger Gods, Lee Eddings and David Eddings, item 5 of 10.
The sample books are really good to download, because you do get a fair bit of content in the chapters to see if you actually like the book or not. So I'm going to press select, which is the middle of the five-way controller.
The Younger Gods, location 330, 90%.
And as you can tell, I'm 90% through the actual book. Let's see what it's like. Now, the way you actually change to the female voice, or change the rate of the voice, is to actually start the Kindle talking, and then you would press the text button to go into the preference to change your speech rate and the male or female voice configuration. So I'm going to start at reading, and this is to read any ebook, newspaper, etc. I'm going to hold down the shift key, which is the bottom left hand key, and the sim key, S-Y-M as in symbol. Now the best way to find the symbol key is to come over to your home button. Remember that going from right to left, you've got the backspace and then the home button. If you go to the left hand edge of the home button, as it were, and go up, you'll find two buttons. The left hand button is actually your sim or symbol button. So I'm just going to hold down the shift key and press symbol, and the Kindle will start reading to us.
Outdated, the glowing presence conceded. Right at first, there were very few
now,
living things here, and we didn't want to lose any of them, at least not until the population
text
had grown
menu,
to the
which
point
is the button
that extinction was
the
no longer a distinct possibility.
And
when
the home button.
By
so
the creatures
press that button
of the
now.
Wasteland began, I was going to tell. Page preferences. Font size 6. Text to speech, pause.
Now it tells you what your current font setting is. And then the first option says that the text to speech is now paused. If I was to press select now, it would start reading again. And press the down arrow.
Speech rate, default.
Speech rate, default. And you've basically got three settings. If I press the left arrow.
Speech rate, slower.
Got slower. Back right arrow.
Speech rate, default.
Default, right arrow again.
Speech rate, faster.
And you can only select one of these at a time. So I press select now, and what you'll see is the book starts reading automatically, and it will get faster.
Care of it myself, but before I could even start, the whole land of Drawl was crawling.
Okay, as you notice, it started talking slowly, and then it sped up again.
Suggested something
so
you might
let
want
me
to
press
consider.
The
though,
text button the again.
Are helping us. Page preferences. Font size 6. Text to speech, pause.
And press down arrow.
Speech rate, faster.
And press left arrow to go back to default.
Speech rate, default.
I'm going to press select, and we'll hear it speak faster again and slower as it makes the adjustment.
Hold back the creatures of the wasteland, but Longbow seems to think that it's much more important that the more greedy outlanders come to realize that the people of the land of Drawl are quite capable of making life very unpleasant for any page preferences. Font size 6.
Down arrow.
Speech rate, default.
Down again.
Speaking voice, male.
Okay, and I'm going to press the left arrow to go to female.
Speaking voice, female.
Now when I press select, the male voice will start talking straight away, and then it will switch over to the female voice.
The Outlanders are helping, but they're also learning.
The greed of the Amorite church down in the Trajite Empire was almost legendary, but you dealt with that in a way that advised all Outlanders that an attempted invasion of our part of
the
world could be a ghastly mistake and your blue...
That'll pause the voice. And if you want to keep reading again, you press the space bar again.
Fire and Crystal Gorge made it more obvious.
You can also press
Shift in his right
and
mind
symbol.
Walks into fire.
Remember the
Some
symbol
of the more greedy outlanders might want to come back, but I don't think they will
button.
Be hesitated. You seem to be very attacked.
Okay, that's paused as well. And if I do Shift symbol again.
He hesitated.
And
you
starts
seem
it reading
to be very
again.
Attached to us. For some reason, he said rather carefully.
Now, I'm actually
going to
stop it reading
you
with
are my
just
children,
the spacebar. Now, if I turn the Kindle off by just coming back down to the front edge face on the bottom and pushing the button to the right and releasing it.
Screensaver.
It's on screensaver or in sleep mode. So if I actually press any buttons on the Kindle, it won't respond. It's completely asleep. So I'm going to turn it back on again, and it should go back in where we finished reading in that particular book. So I'm pushing the button to the right and releasing it.
The Younger Gods,
and
location 341.
So it gives the title
93%.
Of the book and the percentage that we're actually currently read up to. Now, the other really cool thing is if I start it reading again,
inform reply,
the space
and I
bar,
will protect you.
And now
You've
I push
along,
the
long way,
off button
but you
to
might
the right
want to
release.
Go back a bit and have a look at where and when this began. Zelana's mind
it's
suddenly
said
real memories
so
came rushing back
mode,
from so far in the distance past that there was no word
really
for
fantastic.
That many years.
So if I actually bump any keys on
the
keyboard,
hazy figure of glowing light
press any of the buttons,
to set off bells inside Zelana's mind.
It doesn't interrupt.
Dalane's eyes suddenly
with the
went very
the
white as evidently
so
the same memories came flooding over
and have the book still reading to you.
You did quite well.
So I'm pushing the button to the right, releasing
your notion of the dreamers was brilliant, and it's worked almost perfectly except that you'll
and
have to come up with a way to persuade the dreamers to reunite.
And of course, to exit the ebook, I press the home button.
Page 1 of 2. Reference collection. 3
and
items.
And we come back
Item
to the
10.
Top of my initial home screen. If you want to get to the second screen, I just press the next button, which again, remember, is on the left and right-hand side, the bottom part of those two buttons. So I'm pressing the next button.
Page 2 of 2. PDF. Diverse learners. Item 1 of 5.
Okay, that's a PDF file that I transferred over. It didn't read it, but I'm not sure if it's the PDF file that's corrupted or the fact that the text-to-speech will not currently support PDF files. To get back to the home screen, as usual, I press the home button.
Page 1 of 2. Reference collection, 3 items, item 1 of 10.
And when you download a book off the Amazon website, there's a couple of things to note. You can actually send it directly to the Kindle, and it will eventually appear through the WhisperNet on your home screen, so you can then start reading it. The other really great thing is that because the Kindle or Amazon is actually based in the US, the copyright on some of the books is such that the text-to-speech has been disabled. But when you go to buy a book, it will actually tell you whether text-to-speech is enabled or disabled, so you won't waste your money. So that concludes this demonstration of the accessible Kindle. It's been a brief rundown. I didn't go into too much detail, just to give you an overview of what the Kindle can do. And as a 1.0 release, this is extremely exciting, and I look for more things in the future from Amazon in regards to functionality on the Kindle. Thanks for listening. If you've got any other questions, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this demonstration, I want to show you how to use the multitasking or app switch function in iOS 4 using VoiceOver. I've currently got my iPhone 3GS turned on, VoiceOver's running, and I'm currently sitting at my home screen. And basically, the app switcher works by keeping track of any application that you've actually run on the phone. So let's jump straight into the app switcher by just pressing the home button twice. 1, 2.
App switcher, cat piano JL. Double tap to open.
And that's the first application that I've just finished using, because what the app switcher does, it lists the most recent application, starting from page 2, to the oldest application that you've accessed, going over a number of pages. And what you'll find is that each page contains a list of 4 icons at the bottom of each page. So I want to confirm how many pages I've currently got in my app switcher. I can touch the screen with 3 fingers.
Page 2 of 10.
And that tells us how many pages I've currently got in the app switcher, and we're on page 2. Page 1, let's flick to that now by doing a 3-finger flick to the right to move the page to the left.
Page 1 of 10, lock orientation changes.
Contains the orientation lock button. 1-finger flick to the right.
Previous track, dimmed.
These are the start of the iPod control, so previous track, 1 flick to the right.
Play button.
Play button, 1 flick to the right.
Next track, dimmed button.
Next track, dim button.
iPod. Double tap to open.
And the iPod application that I can do a 1-finger double tap on. So if I do that now, it's going to go into the iPod application. Now, I do find that when it's gone into this screen, it doesn't initially say anything. But if you touch the screen and flick to the left and right and so on, you can access it normally as you would do if you accessed it from the normal home screen. So to get back to the app switcher, we press the home button twice. 1, 2.
App switch, cat piano JL. Double tap to open.
And we're returned to the app switch screen on page 2. But if we want to confirm that again, 3-finger touch on the screen.
Page 2 of 9.
Okay, and we have now got 9 pages kept in track of. So it actually does change, but you will always be returned to page 2 because it's the most recent application that was run. So let me do a 1-finger double tap on Cat Piano. 1, 2.
Cat Piano JL, key underscore 01, button.
So I've got Cat Piano running. I'm actually now going to close that, and you'll see what happens when we go back to the app switcher. So I'm pressing the home button again twice. 1, 2.
App switcher, iPod.
Double and now it's listing open. The iPod as the most recent application, basically because the Cat Piano app is still running, as such, in the background, if you like. And the application that we accessed before that one was the iPod application, so that's why it's now first in the list. But let me show you an interesting little feature. If I do a 3-finger flick to the left to move to, say, page 5, so I'll do that now.
Page 3 of 9. RSS, page 4 of 9. Bible, page 5 of 9. File App Pro.
Okay, so let's say we want to access File App Pro. So we're going to do a one finger double tap on File App Pro.
File App Pro, edit button.
Now we're in there. Now when I press the home button twice, 1, 2.
App switch, Cat Piano JR.
Double tap. Of course, it's Cat Piano JR because that was the application that we ran before we ran the File App program. Now if I do a three-finger touch on the screen,
page 2 of 9.
We're not on page 5, we're actually back on page 2, because again, the trick is, it's the most recent application back on page 2 that the focus is at. Now the next little function I wanted to show you is actually how to close down and remove apps from the app switcher. And I've sort of discovered there's a bit of a bug in VoiceOver, at least I think it's a bug. It may be just the way I'm using it. Basically, the way to remove an app from the app switcher is to do a one finger double tap and hold as if you were doing the normal move and delete function in your home screens. So let me find my first app on the app switcher.
Cat Piano JL.
Okay, which is probably still in focus, but I touched it anyway. So I'm going to do one finger double tap and hold on the second tap. One, hold.
Editing apps. Cat Piano JL.
Okay, so it says editing apps. Now, if I want to refocus and get to reread the hint, of course we know that we do a one finger flick to the right and flick to the left.
Cat Piano JL. Double tap to remove from switcher.
Okay, so now it says double tap to remove from switcher. So I'll do that. One finger double tap.
iPod.
And it made a little sound. And now it's dragged into focus the next previous application that I accessed, which was the iPod. And if I want to get rid of that one, I can do one finger double tap.
Mail, 6 new items, double tap to remove from
switcher. And so on. I can keep removing apps till the cows come home. I can flick left and right to go between screens with a three-finger gesture, etc. But let me show you when I go back to my normal mode, which is the one-finger double tap to open rather than one-finger double tap to remove. So I'm just going to press the home button once. Now I've actually come out of that editing mode to remove. I'm back in the normal mode. But have a listen when I now move my focus.
Simpler note. Double tap to remove from switcher.
Now I flick back to the left.
Mail, and we're on. 6 new items. Double tap to remove from
it
switcher.
It still says remove, even though we're not in the editing function anymore. So I think it's a bit of a hint focus problem with VoiceOver, because I find to correct it, if I touch another part of the screen, which is blank to get that tick-tick noise, and now I retouch back on the app, the mail app in this case, to find out the status of it and the hint.
Mail, 6 new items. Double tap to open.
It now says double tap to open. And just to confirm that it is the right function, let's go to another one for example.
Simpler note. Double tap to remove
and
from switcher.
It now says double tap to remove from switcher. If I do another focus change, touching the screen somewhere else, bring it back to simple note.
Simpler note. Double tap to open.
One finger double tap.
Simpler note.
It's actually
options.
Opened up simpler note. It actually hasn't got rid of out of the app switcher. So let me press the home button twice again to return to the app switcher.
App switcher, file app pro. Double tap to open.
And of course the way to shut down the app switcher is to press the home button.
Messages.
And we're back
to
my normal home screen. So I hope you found that of some use. If you've got any questions, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Or indeed, if you found another way of actually using the app switch function that doesn't have that focus change issue with VoiceOver, please feel free to email the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on, or I should say at, athelp, that's athelp, @visionaustralia.org. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.